First off, before we get into anything,
turning 30.
No one's turning 30.
Turning 30.
I used to wake up with a smile. All right, that was actually pretty good. I should be on Broadway. Before we do anything, I would like to. 10 months ago,
I thought you said singing made you feel really vulnerable.
It used to. Watching scenes where people were singing with my parents used to give me the same feeling that watching sex scenes with my parents felt, and I don't know why. I think it was just something about, not really anymore, but something about singing felt very vulnerable to me.
I was
terrified of singing in front of people, and I think that played into...
It sounds hard for you.
You can't ask you asked the question. I just want to make sure that the vibe we're giving off on our podcasts isn't the vibe that Justin and Hailey Bieber give off all the time.
And, you know, we wake up every day, and no matter what, we wake up and we love each other. And the fucking hilarious thing is TikTok is just now picking up on the fact that they don't like, not that. I mean, Hailey's a fan. Hailey's a fangirl who married her idol, and Justin, wants nothing to do with her. And I knew it. I called it however many years ago they got married because I read this Vogue article of them, like, shortly after they'd gotten married. And I was like, this couple is not happy. This is such a bad idea. And that was just from reading the article. I just knew it. Knew it. And people are now just picking up on the fact that they'll probably be divorced in a couple of years, because we all know Hailey's going to hold on for dear life because she thinks that she has to, like, sacrifice to save him because she's a good Christian girl.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
What?
No, he can't. There must be another way. Yeah.
Not you. Well,
you gotta marry
not me.
Not me.
Not Hermione.
You. you gotta be with someone
He's
at your...
He's going to sacrifice himself.
Going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. There must be another way. Not you.
Not me.
Why is the ginger one always...
Sorry, it's not me. Not Hermione.
You. Why is the ginger one always bleep-tarded? You know what I mean? How I wanted to start this is I wanted to congratulate...
I mean, Ron is the worst, but he's not.
I wanted to congratulate Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn on their daughter, Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah. Their little daughter, Lyra.
Oh, I thought that was some weird wink-wink way of saying that she was born.
No.
She was born on a ship
Ed Sheeran
in Antarctica.
Had a baby 10 months ago. The baby's birthday
her name
was...
Seaborn.
So her name is Lyra.
Okay.
And then her two middle names are Antarctica Seaborn.
No, Seaborn is the mom's name.
Oh, Seaborn Sheeran. Her
exactly.
middle name's
so her middle name is Antarctica. It's just Antarctica.
Yeah, that's not weird.
So her name is Lyra Seaborn Sheeran.
Yeah. Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Okay, I think that's her full name.
Yeah.
So
Antarctica.
So she goes by Lyra.
Right. I just want to point out
Sheeran.
That Antarctica is not an incredibly normal name for a middle name.
You know.
Actually, I think we recently decided that our middle name's daughter was going to be Iceland.
You know, there's a whole two
I used to wait.
What's Stop it? There's two TikTokers who TikTok from Antarctica. There's one team of research people, research scientists, and two of them
are
TikToking.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's fun.
Research?
Research scientists, and two of them have TikTok accounts.
That's like in The Hangover where he's like, oh yeah, well tell that to Rain Man, because he practically bankrupted a casino, and he was a retard. That's kind of what you said. Research.
I mean,
one
of those is an offensive slang term.
For whom?
One of those is actually not even slang. One of those is an offensive...
For whom?
...bigoted term.
The people who it's about don't even know. They're just slobbering over their noodles. I mean, they don't even know.
You might want to consider re-recording this.
Oh. This is fun. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to congratulate the Sheeran Cherries of the world.
Do you ever get really sad when you see celebrities who look like you and then you see their partners and they're really ugly?
Are you trying to say Ed Sheeran looks like me?
I just am saying that if I were you and I saw Ed Sheeran's wife, I would not be pleased.
Why? She's not ugly.
She's not
she
exactly
looks like, you know what she looks like?
Hot.
She looks like all of my sister Seneca's friends in old pictures in the 90s. She looks like she grew up in Oakland in the 90s, fucking all the skateboarders. It's exactly what she looks like. She has like kind of white girl dreads and tattoos.
Let me see.
I mean, look, she looks like she gives out unwarranted holistic health advice.
Not Why? Because she's wearing two
rings? No, she's got a bad case of Alanis Morissette face.
I think Alanis Morissette's more attractive and more interesting looking
so
than her.
So do I.
I just dropped the mic.
Oh my God, look at that. That is just sad.
Yep.
He has that song.
He looks like your ball sack.
He has that song. Well, my ball sack's got a hell of a voice. He's got that song where he's singing about Ellie Goulding cheating on him with Niall.
Which one is that?
Gal Gadot. Niall from One Direction.
Niall Horan.
Yeah, yeah. So he was dating Ellie Goulding, and she fucked Niall in the same... I'm just one of the One Direction guys. I think it's Niall. Anyway, she had sex with Niall in the same hotel while they were all out for the same show. Before she went to his hotel room, she went to Niall's hotel room, staying in the same hotel, fucked him, and then went back to Ed's hotel room. And he has that line in that song, Don't, about it, where he's like, it's not like we're both on tour, we were staying in the same fucking hotel floor. Remember that?
Well, maybe if he was more attractive, she wouldn't have felt compelled to do that. Good for her.
I want to say Ed Sheeran might be my number one shameless, like, legitimate, I knew this person before they were a superstar brag.
That's nice.
I don't have a lot of, like, real true ones.
But I saw a TikTok about that.
Yeah, that's where I got the term. But because it's annoying to say that, but he was legitimately one of them because I was like... I remember seeing the A-Team when I had like 200,000 views on YouTube, and I was like, this kid looks like me. I recognized him because he was a ginger kid, and I also played acoustic guitar at the time, and I was like, what the fuck?
Here's a more ugly, more talented version
of
me.
And then he got really, really, really successful over the years. I never realized. Same thing happened with The Weeknd. I wanted to go see Florence and the Machine. The Weeknd was opening for Florence and the Machine, and he was just like some black dude from Canada singing cool R&B music. And then... look at him now. He's in Adam Sandler movies. Why don't you go and fuck The Weeknd?
I thought his Grammys performance was super cool, not overdone, not ridiculous, and not totally pointless.
Ed Sheeran?
The Weeknd.
Oh yeah.
Also, I'm a big fan of his fake publicity relationship with Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
I feel like there were
even know that existed until you brought it up.
Oh, completely.
No, but that I don't mean that I didn't know it wasn't legitimate. I mean, I didn't even know it took place.
I know. I remember seeing pictures of them at the Met Ball, and they just looked stiff and weird, and it didn't seem like they had any chemistry. And then when Selena Gomez was interviewed recently, and someone, they were talking about being single, and she mentioned how she had been single since 2017, which is 2 years after they publicly announced their breakup. Right. So, oops.
Did you hear about this, this Bill Gates stuff?
I don't know who that is.
Well, anyway, Bill Gates works in computers.
Mr. Gates.
Anyway, so, no, you know how he famously, relatively recently, is getting divorced from Melinda Gates, which is like, they're like one of those couples that everybody always was like, oh, they're so amazing with their philanthropy and all that. Anyway, so Melinda Gates and him are getting divorced. And
is it because he's trying to microchip everyone?
She close.
Like, it's not actually rumored.
It's very, very heavily rumored to be because of how close friends he was with Jeffrey Epstein.
What?
And he was on his plane, the Lido Express, at least on the logs, but it's pretty well documented he was there. And there's a lot of stuff online you can read about how that was apparently one of the big irreconcilable differences in their divorce was his closeness to Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently, they were pretty good friends.
Yikes.
So he was on the plane. Apparently he, at least it's confirmed he stepped foot on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he had sex with any underage people.
Can you hand me the bottle of Pringles?
Is not yet confirmed. Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids. And now I'm turning 30. If anybody out there's listening, go and watch. Probably already have if you are listening to this, but go and watch
Bo Burnham's new special. Sensational.
It's very good.
God, he used to meeting out of all those three.
Yeah, it's great. I love the line where it goes, "Got used to meeting people who weren't used to meeting people who were born in 1990." The rhythm was off, but I was born in 1990. I've had that snarky little attitude. When you're born, 1994. 1994? Yeah, I was born in 1994. And now it's not cool anymore. Because now...
now you're old.
You can drink if you were born in the year 2000, because we're in 2021 now. So if you were born in May of 2000, you can drink legally.
Do you know how many times I've ID'd people at like a serving job and then not known what the year is, and I just go, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I saw a TikTok where it's a guy who hands him his ID and he hands it back really quickly, and he's like, you didn't even take that long to look at it. And he was like, well, the first two numbers are 19, so I know that you're good. That freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because that's a really easy way to ID now.
Right, but prior to that, I would just honestly look at people's pictures. And then that was it.
I mean, I probably am single-handedly responsible for half of the underage white suburban kids in the greater Folsom area developing alcohol problems at Olive Garden, because I let so many kids drink it all. I didn't even check. Kids would just give me their IDs. I would check for the cameras in the store and hand them right back. I mean, because like my social anxiety would kick in the second I would look at it, and I would go, am I looking at it too long? Am I gonna make wrong? And I just give it back.
Well, I think if they're giving me their ID, then it probably is legit. And also I'm not gonna, you know, if it's a fake, I'm not going to, you know, tell them that it's a fake. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
I'm not going to do that also. I'm not going to, like, be the guy. What am I going to do? Cut up someone's fake ID? I once had, this actually happened twice. I had two different times bouncers threatened to cut up my very real ID. It wasn't even a fake one. Because they thought it wasn't me. It was when I had my upright one. Where I was red.
Why would anyone bring in that ID? That's ridiculous.
That's the only ID I had to go drink places.
I know, but what they're insinuating is that you made a fake ID.
Right.
But that's an ID that's supposed to signify that you're under 21 or that you were under 21 at one point.
Yes.
So why would anybody get an ID that would overtly signify that they're under 21? That's so absurd.
No. It said I was over 21. They didn't think it was me. They didn't think the person in the picture was me.
Oh.
Because I looked like a child, and I think I told you what happened. I was in Denver when I got that picture.
It's like shit, yeah.
And I had taken a really, really hot shower on my face, and I put the water on my face, and it was 2 degrees outside. So I don't know if you know what happens when you blast your face with hot water and then immediately go outside in 2 degrees, your face turns bright red. So my face was bright red, and my hair was bright red, and I was red. And so I looked ridiculous. And so
that smile didn't help.
Yeah. So when I went to this bar, it was like one of the longest my beard had ever been. And my hair was just so, and I just didn't look like that picture. And it was like in the summer, at the end of the summer, so my hair was like brown. For some reason, when I'm in the sun a lot, my hair turns like brown. Like not reddish, it turns like much more auburn than it is.
So he was like,
this isn't you. Or he was like, not him, but he was like, he's like, you're trying to bring fake? That's what he said. He's like, you're trying to bring fakes in here? That's what he said. He's like, you're trying to bring fakes in here?
No.
I was like, what? You trying to bring fakes in here? So that's what, and I was like, no, it's me. And he's like, and he pulls out like these clamper things, like these wire cutters, and he's like, you know, we're authorized to cut up, to like destroy fake IDs if we find them. Some bullshit like that. I was like, authorized. Pentagon. I was like, well, that's me. I'm not
about to go back to the DMV and get a new ID, yeah. And I'll bill you for the fees, for the $30, $40
I was like, that's my real ID. And eventually he was like, whatever, just go in. Like,
I would have been like, I need that to drive, you fucking asshole. Yeah, I need that.
I used that to drive here, right? So I don't know. He thought it was fake. And that happened again, like 2 years later. He was like, is this you? He wasn't as much of a dick about it.
One time I went to a bar and somebody had an ID that was from out of state. And this guy actually turned around, grabbed a binder and started to flip through all of the IDs from the corresponding states and then like compared the two. Granted, there was
why?
I mean, because I think a lot of people with fake IDs use out-of-state IDs. So he grabs this person ID, grabs the binder, slams it down, starts flipping through the acrylic pages to find the corresponding ID.
The best
matches it. It's cool, bro.
I mean, the best way to get a fake ID is, and this is what teenagers don't usually, which is, if you're listening, you're a teenager, you should do this. You got to find a real ID of somebody else that resembles you. Don't order like a China one. Don't order a fake one. Buy a real one off of someone older than you.
I've actually seen two really, really good fakes that they got online.
Yeah, no. My friend, you know.
Yeah.
He got a fake ID.
That's the end of that. But yeah, I've seen two really good fakes. I tried to buy a fake ID when I was 19. My mom actually helped me take the picture. And spoiler alert, I wasted $80 and did not receive an ID.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Why did your mom let you? She obviously didn't think it was for drinking.
Well, that's what's so surprising is my mom is a self-proclaimed rule follower, but she understood that I always had friends who were older, and I didn't drink, and I still don't really drink, but I didn't then, and I don't really now, and I just lamented about how I wanted to be able to hang out with people I wanted to hang out with, and I was 18 at the time, and I wasn't going to be able to hang out with people for, what, another 3 years, and that was crazy and ludicrous, and all I wanted to do was, like, be in the same place that my friends were. So she's like, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, me too. I was mature for my age too. Yeah, I understand that.
Hmm.
So she helped me.
Damn.
It did not work out, as I said.
Yeah. Well, you just never got it in the mail?
Yeah. It was actually me and my friend. We both chose this website and then both took out $80, which was a big deal at that time. I didn't have a job. I was 18, living at home. And we sent it off to a place in China and then didn't get them back. Didn't get anything back, so.
Did you get it scannable?
What do you mean?
That's the big thing. If you buy a fake ID, you gotta make sure it can
yeah,
scan.
Yeah, yeah. It had the little fun, crazy little rainbow the picture. Water, well, yeah, it watermark. Was scan. Yeah, it was scannable. The idea was that it would
holographic.
It would hold up under a black light, which is what they do with like the Abbey or something. They like pop it.
Right. Do you know that the lawyers for the cop who killed George Floyd, Derek Chauvin? They're seeking, or not seeking, whatever, they want to sentence him to time served, in which means that, like, this is the time he's already been in jail, and just, like, let him out on probation.
That's quite a change.
It's connected, because it's under the reasoning of that cops have shorter life expectancies, so technically the amount of time he's already been in jail is close to life in prison, because cops have shorter life expectancies.
Interesting.
And sometimes cops deal with fake IDs, so that was the connection.
Fun. Cool. Fake IDs in law enforcement. No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's a stupid theory. We got blue blocker glasses.
Not only that, I ordered a pack of four, you ordered a pack of four, and then I just recently ordered a single pack. Not a single pack, one pair of glasses. One nice bougie pair of glasses with like wires because my head is so wide. So spoilers. Jesus, hats and glasses don't fit me normally. Also, I have wide hands, so lady gloves don't fit too.
Have you ever tried lady gloves?
Yes, absolutely. That's how I know.
Hmm. Well, all right.
Yeah, we're wearing blue blockers now. We're that couple.
Yeah, we're the couple that's putting in rules in place before bed.
It's called sleep hygiene, and you had a panic attack 5 days ago about how you couldn't sleep, so I said, hey, the only option is sleep hygiene.
What's kind of helping is just forcing myself to go to bed. Like, I feel less crazy.
At an earlier time?
Yeah, just trying to. I used to, before I was like, I'll just go to sleep when I get tired, but then I realized at some point that I will always prefer to be awake. I'm not a big fan of sleeping.
Neither am I.
Yeah. So.
Is it because you have nightmares?
I always have nightmares, but it's just not easy. It's not an easy thing. Whenever people are like, they sleep too much or any of that. I'm always jealous of that.
Oh, yeah. But people who sleep too much are usually depressed.
Yeah.
I don't think anxious people sleep a lot. And I'm anxious and you're anxious.
Well, that's the angle of depression that I've been jealous of. Sleeping.
Sure, people but like, they wake I up after 15 got out of hours bed and still feel bad. Like, it sucks. You literally sleep and it feels awful.
Which is what I was talking about earlier. Or,
all of your energy is depleted. So, like, if you want to go and change your life in any way, shape, or form, which is what has to happen if you want to not be depressed anymore, all of your energy is zapped. So.
Well, in.
That's the tea on depression.
In sadder news, the Trolls live show got canceled because of COVID.
2021 is turning out to be worse than 2020.
Yeah. I love that Bo Burnham bit or anything. You know what? Why don't pirates take better care of their maps?
Laminate it. Like, if your whole life is sailing the seas, laminate it. Why are there always
frayed edges? You put this thing in a bottle
edges?
For me. If you expect me to sail across the oceans searching for your treasure, laminate it.
Why are there frayed edges and tea stains?
Those tea stains and burns on the edges.
Only 20 minutes, huh?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean what I mean? Dirty.
Lyra, Antarctica, Seaborn.
It's better that...
Cherry.
It's better that Ed's... Ed, I just realized his first name is Ed. That means she's like, Ed and I have to go pick up Lyra. Well, Ed and I were thinking of summering or Christmasing in the Hamptons.
Holidaying.
Ed. She calls out Ed in the boudoir.
Ed. No, I don't think people call out names.
I don't think they do.
No.
There's an episode of The L Word where it's these two women and they're having intercourse.
Wait, you're telling me there's... Wait, hold on. Go back. What did you just say?
There's an episode.
Wait, there's two women in The L Word?
Stop it. There's an episode of The L Word.
No,
where
that is stop. A, that you're so annoying. That doesn't add up.
There's an episode, and it's like the opener of the episode, too.
Let me do the math on that.
Stop.
Right, I'm done.
There's a scene where these two women are having intercourse, and the woman's name is Claiborne. So she's going, Claiborne. Oh, Claiborne. Like, what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what? You can't do that.
And it always stood out to me because nobody does that, especially not with a name like Claiborne.
Yeah.
But it made sense because they needed to set up what was happening without, you know what I mean? It was like a setup thing. Don't touch me. Right. It was like a setup thing. Stop touching.
Well, there was a part of Silicon Valley about that, how if you're going to make a company, you need to have a name that it sounds like a name you could yell out in the bedroom. Like, you know.
Siemens.
Like,
Solo Cup. Netflix.
Yes, exactly. I don't know what Solo Cup was.
Paxson. Uniqlo.
Yeah. Comedy stores requiring vaccines to walk in the door. 2020, I'll be 30 and kill myself then. Oh, man. Don't kill yourselves.
Just don't.
I don't normally
stop
like
it.
Explaining jokes, knock but the joke where I tell everybody to kill themselves might deserve an explanation.
I think those glasses look good on you.
Thank you.
Those are my glasses.
When are we gonna get video for the podcast?
just thinking that.
I wouldn't even know how to use it. I mean, hypothetically, I know how to set up two iPhones and then record us and then put it on the internet. Like,
I
know how to do
that. We're both uglos.
I know. I want to sit. You know what's crazy? I mean, you see, like, Ethan and Isla. They're, like, the two ugliest people ever.
Sure, but it's the in-betweeners that have it hardest. You have Ela and Isla, who are obviously not very attractive.
You have Ela and Ela. You have Electric Eel and Ely.
Ela and Isla, Ela
and
who are
Isla,
obviously not very attractive.
Ethan and Isla.
Ela and Isla.
You have Isla and Ela.
They're both obviously
you have
not terribly
Cruella
attractive.
And Electric
Stop.
Eel.
All right, so you have those two jackasses who aren't very attractive.
I mean, she's
and
not
you
ugly.
Have, I mean, she's not exactly a model.
But is...
I'm just saying that neither
no
of them
no Patrick
I'm
Swayze.
Saying, I'm just saying neither of them are terribly attractive. So we're not Ela and Ela. We're not Eel and Sharky.
Right. People would look at us and judge us like real people.
We're not Sharky and Eel. But we're also not...
we're not Sharkboy and Lava
we're
Girl.
We're not Megan Fox and Matt Bomer. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
Matt Bomer's gay. We're not...
He has a lovely husband and apparently two kids and they're just beautiful.
We're not Mr. Kelly and Megan Fox. You kind of look like Machine Gun Kelly.
I am definitely Machine Gun Kelly.
You look like Megan Kelly.
That's nice. My point is that I couldn't handle it. I can't handle not being the best at something, and that includes being attractive.
Wait, do you mean being the best at being on screen?
Just being attractive. Like I don't like being an in between. Either be ugly or be attractive. Don't be an in between.
Well, you're obviously attractive.
Thanks.
And I'm a guy, so it doesn't matter. But the problem is, I just wouldn't be able, it would be hard for me, unless I had, once again, unless we had a producer to go over all of it and do it for us, wouldn't be able to focus on what I'm doing.
But even then, part of this is that you and I just lie down on the bed and then pop the microphones in and start doing this, but that would mean I would literally have to put makeup on and do my hair and put on clothes, and I don't want to do that. That sounds awful and terrible, and we would never put out any content.
Well, we would if we were... contractually obligated to. They were like, Brittany
yeah,
and Lucas
not,
are getting paid on this day
yeah, but we're not getting
to do
paid
this
yet.
Thing. No, I know. But if we did,
cool. But then it feels like, when money's involved, then it's fine, because then I feels like a job.
Right.
It feels not even that. It feels like I rigged the system. I won the system. I figured out how to do something that I enjoy and get paid for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is.
That's really validating.
That is rigging the system. I feel like there was something we were going to talk about.
I have to buy beer either tomorrow or today.
Oh, yeah. Why do you have to do that?
Oh, I'm taking a single headshot session tomorrow.
And what do you do before your headshots?
Well, this will be a callback to a previous episode, but you guys know that I have to get drunk before I do anything related to pictures, so I have to get drunk. And I'm going to be safer this time, and Lucas is going to drive me, and it's going to be great.
Did I not drive you last time?
No, you were doing ayahuasca.
Oh, that's right. That sounds safe.
Yeah. So, no, you did not drive
where,
me.
Wait, is this the headshot truck?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not in a truck. It's in that same
building.
The building. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
You look so cute with those glasses. It completely changes your face.
Thank you.
In a good way.
I have curly hair right now.
Yeah, you look very Jewish. I look
like Ed Sheeran.
No, Ed Sheeran has a gross like little side swoop.
Yeah, I look like Rick Glassman right now. Anyway, okay, so this is going to be, I know we say this every time, but this is actually true. This is going to be a mini-sode. We just wanted to check in and let everyone know we're still alive. And
even though you probably figured that out in the last episode.
Yes. But, so, I recently reconnected with an old friend named Nick. He's a good dude growing up. Thinking back, I don't know if anyone has this feeling. Thinking back, I think I used to bully him.
Oh my God, I also apparently was a bully too.
Well, yeah, and I think we might talk about that. But do you ever think back and like think, did I bully and did I bully people?
I think I bullied this person because she told me.
But the difference was this kid was like my best friend.
Yeah, this girl was a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
At the time, well, and then she was like, "Oh, you're a bully," and stopped befriending me.
Here's the thing. I did bully him. I think I bullied him. But I was also like a ride or die best friend. So but
also
like,
I was emotionally
if
abusive.
If someone said anything bad about him, I would like rip their teeth out.
Right, but
I still would like harass him all the time.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I would like harass him about his height.
That's like
and
women,
how he kind of had like a Jewish afro.
That's like women who are in abusive Italian. Relationships with their husbands. And they're like, no, but he's a really good father. But I know he would never hurt the children because he's a really good father. That's what you just described.
But in this case, I did hurt the children.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, we reconnected, and apparently his parents recently bought a house in Cabo. No, not Cabo.
San Lucas?
No. In Baja California, Mexico. Very confusing
name. Is
that
what Baja Fresh means?
No. And I was, so he's like, hey, you guys can use the house whenever if you want. And so I, because I'm a good traveler, I Googled, is Baja, Mexico safe? And this first article came
actually,
up.
Actually, it should be noted that I at first was like, oh, I don't know that I want to go to Mexico right now. I don't know that if it's entirely safe for us. And you're like, no, it's fine. It's beautiful. It's fine. In fact, it's great. And it'll be amazing. We should
Baja,
go.
I always heard Baja was fine. Maybe it is. And this is just one article. Obviously, I can't imagine this family would buy a house in a gang war ridden area. I mean, either way, I Googled this Baja safe and this one article from Smart Travel came up and it says the U.S. government recommends increased caution when traveling to the state of Baja, California, where Cabo San Lucas is located because of criminal activity and violence. It should be noted, however, that most forms of violence in Baja, homicides, kidnappings, extortions, and so on, are related to the drug war. So travelers have mostly been spared.
Mostly.
Now. When I am looking for a place to go and I do research and I hear most travelers have been spared, I don't want been spared to ever be a term associated with anywhere that I'm going.
So you're saying that
spared. I don't want any kind of line that could be in a Game of Thrones finale to be in the description of where I'm going. Travelers have mostly been spared. Spared. Like a Norse king, you know, spared.
That is interesting verbiage.
I know, spared.
Be nice.
Don't say spared. I just picture like a gun in someone's face, them being like, "Oh, are you a tourist?" And you're like, "Yeah." And like, "All right, you're good." I still don't want that to happen. I still don't want to be spared. Do you know what I mean? Because that would require a really unpleasant interaction. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Like, I would still prefer not to be spared.
I would prefer there to be no, you know what I mean? No need to be spared.
Yeah, I don't even want. I don't want that interaction either.
Right.
So, that being said, we're going to Baja.
It's supposed to be beautiful, and we were told exclusively to drink bottled water.
Yes.
That reminds me of the episode, not the episode, that reminds me of the Sex and the City movie. The first one, where Charlotte eats exclusively snack pack pudding for the 5 days that they're there, and she gets the shits, of course. And when they're sitting at the table and they're like, "Charlotte, why are you eating? There's tons of beautiful food and fruit here." She goes, "It's Mexico." And she eats her snack pack.
And then she gets the runs.
And then she gets the runs and shits herself.
Speaking of that, I was watching School of Rock the other day.
Good movie. Were you watching it again?
What do you mean?
We watched it recently. I didn't know if you'd watched it again.
Yeah, I was watching it on my phone the other day. Oh. And I always forget a line that makes me fucking, and it's such a cop out to like say funny stuff from other things on a podcast, because it's like, of course it's funny. It's like when they play the Beatles in movies, it's like cheating. You're playing other good content. It doesn't matter either way. This line makes me just shit my pants, laugh whenever, every time I hear it. It's the first day that he's teaching when Joan Cusack. When she's the president of the school and she leaves the room the first day. And he comes in and he goes, "Okay, who has food?" And kids are like, they're all sketchy. He's like, "You're not going to get in trouble. I'm hungry." And then the girl lifts her arm and he goes, like, "What do you have?" And she gives him a sandwich. And he goes, "All right, teach. What do I do?" And then he goes, "Okay, I'm hungover. Who knows what that means?"
Oh, come on. You forgot about that line. That's like an iconic line from the trailer.
What?
He goes, "It means you're drunk." He goes, no.
You're going to ruin it.
Because that's like the most, one of the that's most famous why I'm, lines.
I die laughing. He's like, "I'm drunk. Who knows what that means?" And the kid's like, "Does that mean you're drunk?" And he goes, "No, it means I was drunk yesterday." And the guy's like, "Okay, dude, you're drunk. You got a disease." Okay, and he goes, "Wrong." Okay. "No, it means I was drunk yesterday."
Okay, everybody.
Dude, you're an alcoholic. You got a disease. Okay. Wrong. Okay. What, I can't think it's funny?
You built that up to be like it's some obscure line that everybody forgets about, like, "Bella, look, it's a worm," which is a hilarious obscure line you only realize or recognize. No, I didn't say it was obscure. You literally were like, "A line that I always forget about."
Yeah, I always forget about that, and it's okay. Really funny.
Well, the setup was that it was more obscure.
"You're not going to get in trouble. I'm hungry." He goes, okay, in your defense, the actual line I was thinking of is when he goes, "We're going to have Reese's all the time because I have a headache and the runs." So that is actually the line I was thinking
of. Well, thank you, because that's more obscure and I didn't remember that.
That was actually the line, because he goes, "I'm hungover," and he goes, "No, I was drunk yesterday." He's like, "We're gonna have races all the time because I have a headache and the runs." I mean, you know,
I have touched your kids, and I'm pretty sure they've touched me.
I have been touched by your kids, and I've touched them.
I'm pretty sure I've touched them. Good one.
And she's like, as school factotum. And he goes, "Okay, as school factotor." little Melissa Etheridge. What is her name?
She's so annoying. What's her name? Miranda Cosgrove. And she's now like, she's doing iCarly, but she's an adult.
He's like, "You guys are going to be groupies, and your job is simple. Just worship the band." And then afterwards she comes up to him and she's like, "You know what? I read about groupies.
They're sluts. They sleep with the band. All right, okay, fine, Summer.
You know what? You're going to be band manager." Band manager? What's that? She got a bad case of Emma Watson tonage on that line. Band manager? What's that? That's like how Emma Watson would say that. Band manager?
Speaking of, we rewatched Bling Ring, the Sofia Coppola one, and oh my god, if you haven't seen it, it's reason enough it's to watch movie, it just for Emma Watson's it. Horrifyingly bad American accent. And I remember reading,
it's even worse than
and I remember reading about
how, Olive Garden, it's even worse than that.
And I remember reading about how she'd combed through the script with like a vocal coach or dialect coach, and they'd gone over every single line, and she'd spent that's weeks why, watching American reality TV yeah. and still was like,
but that's the thing, that's why, and I'll have always said this, never hype anything up, because if I read that too, and if she had never, if nothing came out about the work she put in to do it well, I would have gone, oh, that's not bad.
I mean,
never hype anything up ever.
Listened to it and thought, holy fuck, this is so bad. And the saddest part is that most of, you know, Sofia Coppola's movies, a lot of them revolve around improv, and obviously, like, she couldn't keep up with improv because everything was just, oh my god, I want to go to Paris's. It was chill. Like, she really had to take her time yeah. with the lines, and that's not how people speak.
Yeah, that fucking blonde girl who's so morbidly from Los Angeles.
Oh,
with her
the girl
stupid
who
plays voice.
Chloe.
Who
yeah.
she has the LA girl voice where it dropped like four octaves.
It's a vocal fry.
She's like, dude, what are you? Oh my god.
She goes, oh my god, this is about mom.
It's even
so
lower than
cute.
That, which is crazy.
She's, oh my god, yeah. She's like, god, I have to go pick up fucking trash for fucking forever.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, man, what's
and
up?
And the worst thing is, like, I've met people who speak that way. It's not even an exaggeration.
Well, she's obviously from the area.
People who are from LA, their brain is just fried. I mean, you ever met someone from here? I mean, they're a psycho.
Genevieve is from LA.
John is from LA. So
wait, you're John?
Yeah, he's
wait no
from
he's a,
LA.
He's a Mormon.
Mormon, LA Mormon.
Really?
They exist. Yeah, yeah. There's a big Mormon population here, and he's one of them.
Is that why he dresses in those tight little outfits?
His tight little pants.
His tight little pants and his tight
his
little
wife,
shirts.
His wife who hates me. First of all, Lucas, I like his little shirts. Okay. So one time I went over there to dress like me. First of all, I want to go on record. I like his wife.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I let me say this. I liked her before. She's Scottish. She's cool. I liked her before she didn't like me.
Scottish,
I mean,
cool.
nobody likes people who don't like them. So before she didn't like me, I liked her. Nobody's a fan of someone who doesn't like them. So before she didn't like me, I was actually a fan of hers. Because, you know, she's from Glasgow. And,
is she really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you know, me, the singer, the only, like, my biggest celebrity crush is the singer of Churches, and she's also from Glasgow.
Churches.
That's my biggest celebrity crush. Her and Hayley Williams. If I could have a threesome with the singer of Churches and Hayley Williams.
You also like Michael Jackson's daughter.
Yes. Yeah, I think she's
Paris Jackson.
I think Paris Jackson's beautiful. Specifically, though, she did a video called I Dare You. It's by the XX, and go watch that video. She looks, just the coloring, she looks just chef's kiss. I can't believe that man procreated. Like, he had kids somehow.
He hired a surrogate.
I thought he was, like, chemically castrated by his dad.
He hired a surrogate.
His dad, who, like, kept him in the dryer.
Sure, but I'm pretty sure they could still harvest semen from him. And he hired a surrogate.
Jesus. One of the funniest things you can do is go through the go to your local record store, if they exist anywhere, and go down the death metal aisle, and the names of the bands are absolutely hilarious. I got it that once. Well, famously, one of the band's name was like Cunt Rocket. I can't remember. It was it was funnier than that. It was like Dead Fetus or something. I can't remember. Oh. I actually wish I could remember it, because it was a lot funnier than that. You're just gonna have to picture a funnier.
Speaking of dead fetuses, I remember one time in the eighth grade we were learning about Rorschach tests, and my teacher held up some Rorschach tests just to let us all have at it. And I remember
a couple kids raised their hand and said a butterfly, and I raised my hand and I said, I saw a fetus, or I see a fetus. I remember feeling really proud of myself because I was so different and quirky and not like other girls. Granted, I did actually see a fetus.
I was just going to ask, did you actually
see a fetus? I actually did, but I remember raising my hand super proud and like ready for the response, and my teacher, you know, was like, oh, that's you're a little weird. I was like, yes, I am.
I want to learn from my teacher.
What?
Awesome school. It came full circle back to School of Rock. He's like, what do you guys want to do? He's like, you know anything you want. She's like, I want to learn from my teacher. He's like, besides that. Oh, and how good is, I'm not even going to pause. You're going to listen to me while I try to figure this out.
Okay.
Sarah Silverman in playing the most hateable girlfriend ever. Who's like the sweetest person.
Oh, yeah?
But she's so good at playing the most hateable girlfriend.
Is this XX I Dare You with... Is this the image?
That is from the video.
That's the still image from by which you were talking
about? I mean, there's
about?
Better one. There's better stills. But the coloring looks so great. Yes, that's... Wow. That's a still. But but the actual video looks...
I'll be honest, better. I do not look like this.
What do you mean?
I do not look like
well,
this.
Well, I don't look like Nikki Six from Black Veil Brides.
Are you talking about Andy Biersack?
Yes.
Yeah, well. Can't get the consolation prize.
Andy Biersack looks suspiciously like Machine Gun Kelly, too. I'm not, sure. You know, I'm not like 6'3 and built like a skeleton.
I know, it's too bad. But we could get you there.
I'm built like...
We've talked like about
a beet farmer.
We've talked about inciting eating disorders within each other.
No, you're talking about our plan to fat shame each other.
Yes, so inciting an eating disorder within one another.
Here's the thing: we can ask our followers to do this. If you want to fat shame us,
please just don't
comment on all of our social media.
Please don't.
And fat
my mental
us.
My mental state is not.
You can fat shame me.
I'm not well, okay.
Not that like I'm not even like fat, but you can still.
But
fat.
You're not Andy Biersack.
Here's the thing, though. I no matter how low my body fat percentage got, I wouldn't look like that.
Yeah,
I'm just not built like that.
Can't always get what you want, but I'll settle for you.
Oh God, beer sack.
Well, he goes by Andy Black.
I had his a guy. Name is Andy I had Biersack. A guy drink beer off my sack once.
That's hot. Was it Avery?
No, and it's also not true.
Yeah.
It never happened.
Tell me why I knew that.
But I did see worse stuff than that at frat parties I've been to.
Can I have my glasses back?
I used to wake up with a smile. I used to ride my bike and go to bed with a dream. And now I'm turning 30.
All right, well, I have to go pick up some beer for tomorrow. If you can call cider beer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening to our mini-sode. We'll catch you guys next week.
We'll see you next time.
Later.